KOJB 90.1, The Eagle. Good day. Welcome to Environmental Voices. I'm Marie Rock, and joining me in the studio today is Chantel Michaud. You're our plants lady, aren't you?
I sure am, Marie. Nice to be here with you.
Awesome. Glad to have you. What are we going to talk about today, Chantel?
We're going to talk about the benefits of gardening and how it affects our environment and ourselves.
Okay.
And so the question is why should you garden our landscape? Why should we garden in landscape?
Why? Why should we?
Why shouldn't we, right? Right. So first off, we want to know, it's good for your gardening is good for your mind and it's good for your body. And why is that? Because it's great exercise.
Okay.
Yep. And so we go out and we're gardening. It's a great form of exercise. It gets our cardiovascular going. It gets our stress levels down. It helps with weight loss. And it also lowers our cholesterol and helps with depression.
Really?
Yep. And so when you sit out there in the garden, you're getting the sun rays and you're getting the plants and you're kind of looking and smelling the fresh air. So that really helps with the anxieties of life. And so we like that.
Cool.
So it's really great for form of exercise and a lot of these mental things that we kind of just got to relax with.
Okay.
With our everyday living. And then the studies show that merely looking at a garden or plants can generate the changes in what we were talking about, the depression and the lower blood pressure, heart activity, muscle tension, and even your brain electrical activity will decrease and kind of help you relax when you're working with plants and gardening.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I love gardening. And then through the colors and the textures, many gardeners can invoke a lot of emotions and calm and tranquility and a feeling of happiness. So you can kind of create your garden in the colors that you want and the feels and the textures that you like, because there's so many different types of plants and flowers and vegetables out there. Mm-hmm. So you can really organize your garden the way you'd like. And then gardening is more than just a feel-good pastime. It's a form of therapy for the body and soul. So we just really want to get out there and get our bodies moving. It's just not to have a garden, but it helps us out a lot.
Okay. Get your aggressions out with the hoeing and
oh yeah. Yep, that would work too.
Okay.
Yep, pull up that dark dirt and get going. And then second is like, what's the benefits of gardening? And so what the benefits are is we always hear the negative impacts of building on properties and tearing down our land and our trees and, you know, and just building structures rather than working within the environment. And so when we build a garden, we're actually building with the environment and we're putting plants and vegetables and even trees that are within our environment and helps our land stay clean, fresh in our soil. And so that's the some of the benefits. And plants act as highly effective air cleaners, absorbing carbon dioxide plus many air pollutants, and while releasing clean oxygen and fragrances that we want to smell. And so that kind of helps too.
Yeah,
so that's really nice. I love the garden. I'm in the garden all the time, actually.
Really?
Yep. I am. Every day. I love it. And then the dense covering of mulch and things over the bottom of your trees and in within your garden. Mm-hmm. This is going to hold your soil in place, reducing erosion and keeping sediments out of the streams and the storm drains and roadways, you know, for just like our pesticides or anything that we might put in our garden.
Uh-huh.
This is going to hold everything in place and not let it run off into our water usage.
I was wondering why that was put down.
Yeah,
well, I don't. Now you know.
There's so many different aspects to gardening that we don't really think about except just throwing our seeds in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just watching how pretty they are. But they really affect us a lot. And so in planting new gardens, in rain gardens, catching rain and letting the rain water your own garden is a natural environment.
Really?
Healthy way to do your own water, conserve water. Mm-hmm. And those are pretty. You can just catch your rainwater, make a rain garden. It swivels down around your plants. That's great. And let's see, where native gardens is good for the environment. And that's just like all your plants that you want that are native to our, we don't want any invasive species.
Okay.
We don't want to bring those into our property. Okay. And they'll kill a lot of other plants. So we want to bring in just the natural plants that are from our area. And environments are great for, it's effective in our landscape and designing, because in our, it'll cool us off in the summer mm-hmm. and kind of keep us warmer in the winter.
Okay.
And so just landscaping and gardening is just very efficient for us all the way around.
All right. Offers exercise, makes you feel good.
Makes you feel good, saves your soil.
Helps
with the erosion, helps with the environment.
Feeds your family.
It's increasing your property value.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
And so gardening and landscaping designs is tasteful, nice way to invest in your property and make it look great.
Cool.
And growing green, going green, that's mm-hmm. always healthier and happier. Kind of you just grow your own foods and produce, you know it's fresh and you know that it's a lot healthier for you than the supermarket. And self-satisfaction. You just get a lot of self-satisfaction of loving to do your own garden, going out there and picking your own tomatoes and eating them and picking your own flowers and cutting your own flowers and having all this beauty in your house.
I would love to be able to grow my own garden. I get a brown thumb, though. I kill everything. It's terrible.
Oh, no.
Yeah. So okay. You have a garden. What do you have in your garden?
Well, I have flower gardens this year. I didn't do the vegetable garden this year.
Okay.
But I did the flower garden. So we have the marigolds and the zinnias and the cosmopolitans. And we have 4 o'clocks.
Okay.
We just have a lot of little flowers that range from about maybe a foot to 8 feet. We have sunflowers.
Oh, okay.
So we have a lot of flowers in the front of our house. Wow. So I love that.
Yeah.
Yep. And then we harvest at the end of the year where we harvest our flowers mm-hmm. and take all our seeds so that we don't need to buy new seeds the next year.
That's really cool. Yep.
And then I just save them for the next year and then I redo my plants. And they just get larger and larger because you have so many seeds from one plant.
Wow.
Yep. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I really love it.
Do you have any lilacs around your area?
No, I'd like some lilacs. I'm thinking about ordering some plants and just planting them.
Yeah.
You know, because what is it? Arbor Foundation?
Yeah, yeah.
You can go on their website and order plants and become a member and, yeah.
Cool.
And get plants and bring them to your property.
Like I said, I've got a brown thumb and everything. So I've got aloe plants that are kind of going crazy in the house. But other than that, that's it. And aloe plants are pretty low maintenance. You give them a little bit of water once in a while and they just kind of go crazy.
Oh, right. Yeah. So, yeah, and those are good plants for health.
Oh, yeah. I love aloes.
I just took some of my plants that I realized they had to be in the shade. So I moved some of the garden over to the shade this year and they're doing a lot better.
Cool.
Yep.
Awesome.
And so that healthy gardening is the benefits of gardening.
Okay.
It's fantastic. We just need to adapt more of a plant-based environment for ourselves because we're just eating a lot of processed foods. Mm-hmm. And our ancestors used to eat a lot of plants, you know, and vegetables out of their own gardens. They just didn't have the supermarkets back in the day.
What do you recommend that you plant if you have a garden?
I like, it depends on what you like. Well, really, where you live, you know, because it has to go with your weather and your seasons. But depending on what you like, but you can plant anything that you want and something that's healthier for you.
Okay.
And something that you want to ingest. And so I like to plant a lot of tomatoes and squash and zucchinis and cucumbers and carrots. What else have we had? We like lettuce, wild lettuce and herbs.
Mm-hmm.
And so we like a lot of those. They taste fantastic.
I bet.
Just because you just take them. And what I want is I want to grow some cilantro because I love cilantro.
I do too.
And so I'd like some cilantro at home. And I can just take those off and put those in some of my wraps.
Yeah.
Because I love the wraps. And then why we're going green and building our vegetable gardens is because the supermarket is so expensive.
Yeah.
And then sometimes when we're bringing our food, it's just how fresh is it when we're getting it and how was it packaged and how was it, you know, brought over to our table basically from where it was grown. And it's just a lot safer for us to just pick it and grow it ourselves because we know what we're actually eating.
They might have put in pesticides and that type of thing in that commercial stuff.
Yep.
Wow. Okay.
And that's true. So it makes sense. And then a lot of the, you know, with the medications that we take and the pills that you can get, like the beta carotene, maybe, you know, they're not really as nutritious as just eating a carrot.
Okay.
You know, and eventually you might even actually get side effects eventually from it if you just take it prolonged.
Okay.
And so, and that's pretty much anything. Okay. If you take anything prolonged, you're going to start to, your body's going to start to react, you know, a little bit. So we just really want to stay fresh and clean.
All right.
But just great taste, healthy living, great for the mental, great for the physical, emotional.
Mm-hmm. And good for the environment.
And great for the environment.
Awesome.
Yep, because this is our personal environment and our own property.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Chantel, thanks for joining me today in the studio. You will be back?
I will.
Awesome. All right.
Thanks, Marie.
That's going to wrap up another edition of Environmental Voices. For KOJB 90.1 The Eagle, I'm Marie Rock.